no fun. That's how they do it when we fun. You know it don't start till one. That's how they do it when it's fun.
You're listening to the No Big Deal Podcast.
Today's episode is the Relationship Mad Lib. I am Ken.
My name is Vaughn. Hello.
Justin at the Wireless Freak on Twitter.
Jordan.
And Matt. The
David at Bear the Terror.
And Brandon at the Cougar Bait.
We're going to go to Justin. He was the creator of today's episode. So take it away, Justin.
So we're doing a little different this week. We are actually coming at the guys with some topics that we didn't bring up ahead of time. It's going to be a shocker, hopefully. We'll see.
Two in the pink, one in the stink.
Exactly. Yeah.
You wouldn't know.
It would be a sugar.
A sugar.
That'd be the whole thing.
No. Oh. Sugar is literally good, and run away. Oh, God. It's a vagina. Oh, no.
Wow.
Yeah. All right, going into this serious topic.
I'm going in deep.
Okay, we needed to get the Garmin Shook opinion of the Brexit.
Oh, man. All
right.
Wait, hold on. First, do you know what the Brexit is?
No.
Okay.
You ever hear something called the news?
I don't watch the TV like you do.
I know, you don't watch the TV like I do. Good one.
You get home every day, take your nap, and watch TV.
Ooh, the pain. That really hurts.
I'm just saying, that's what you do.
Don't make me get upset with you.
You're getting upset with
yourself. Anyway, so, the Brexit. So, basically, from what I understand, Britain left the European Union. Great. The EU is for hippies and commies. That's what the EU is for. It ain't no good. They come over here, they spend all their euro money, and the problem with this is they come here and screw us, because at one point the euro was worth more, so they come up to Tahoe and spend a shitload of money and laugh at us like we laugh at Canada when we go spend our money.
Or Mexico.
I don't like that. This is America. Deal with it. That's my opinion on it. If they want to leave, I support him. If whatever Trump says, we're good to go. Trump was there in Scotland. He applauded the Brexit. I applaud it. Don't worry about the Nazi golf balls. That was just an anomaly.
So, do you hate every country that has a higher currency than the dollar?
No.
Or just the euro?
Do we need to discuss the Tea Party again?
I'm just curious.
Well, you dumped a bunch of tea.
You are aware that the euro is almost equivalent to the dollar, though, right?
Just because you have Greek connections doesn't mean we're in America. When Trump's coming.
Well, I think Kyle's fine if that dollar amount of that specific country is more than the U.S. dollar.
Yeah.
It's when they go to convert it.
Right.
So they can keep it in their country.
Yeah.
Just don't bring it over to ours.
Yeah, and laugh at us like we laugh at others. I mean, come on. We're American.
We don't laugh. Nobody laughs at us.
Well, now that we got Obama to do.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Damn.
Wait, right. So when Trump gets elected, they won't laugh at us anymore?
No, they'll be scared like they should be.
Okay.
They didn't laugh at us with Bush, except when the guy threw his shoe at him. Other than that, we were fine.
For the record, I laughed at that one, too. That was hilarious. He literally took his shoe off and threw it at the president of the free world.
Have you tried to walk without a shoe? One shoe on and one shoe off?
No, I don't.
Then that guy is not smart.
No, he threw both.
Oh, okay.
He took one off, chucked it. Bush kind of went, oh my God! And then took the other one off and chucked it at him, too.
Okay.
So what are you talking? What do you think about the Brexit there, Shook?
I'm uninformed on this topic.
I
can't give an opinion.
Do you even know what the EU stands for?
Europe.
No!
Europe.
We got one of the letters right.
No,
that's the second
all the
part?
Way.
Hey, close enough.
It's European.
Very good. What does that mean?
A group of people.
Aren't you in college?
Sure.
Okay.
He hasn't taken history. He hasn't taken any history classes.
So, the euro is higher than the dollar.
Not anymore. Apparently.
Well, it's still higher.
Is it?
But the pound is also higher than the dollar.
No.
Yes.
No, not anymore.
I literally just did a Google search
is
on currencies higher
the
than
pound,
the dollar.
I thought the pound
the Kuwaiti dinar, then the Oman rial, and the United Kingdom pound, and the euro.
Okay, I have the answer for that. Thanks, Barack.
Now, is Scotland going to come up with its own currency? Because now that Britain has exit, No, the idea is that Scotland will be able to exile itself finally after all these years.
But so they'll still use the euro.
So currently, before they can do an Article 50, that's the actual form or whatever, the get out of the union, Scotland has to vote yes for it, because there's a clause somewhere in the European bullshit, or UK's parliament or whatever, that Scotland has to agree with it. But Scotland almost fucking voted themselves out of the UK, like, last year.
Yeah. Well, they've always tried to go on their own, right? They just don't have enough power, right? It's being outvoted. Their voice isn't big enough.
So Northern Ireland isn't stoked about it either, and they might try to get away from them again.
Yeah, I wouldn't be shocked. But I saw online, too, that Parliament...
There's some more U2 songs coming.
Where's Bono? First of all, where's Bono in all this?
Do you care?
Yes.
Okay.
In
the name of love.
Oh.
Where the streets have no name?
Yeah, exactly. Thank you. Please. Bono's a great humanitarian.
So,
didn't think so.
So, aside from the economic turmoil this has caused, do Americans really care?
No.
Does it impact us whatsoever?
Aside from the stock market taking a shit, no.
I actually think in the end it's going to make us more stronger, because Britain will be stronger.
No. That EU is a sham. So, hold on. If the Scottish people... Get their own currency. Will it be called, like, England has the pound? Will it be called the kilt?
Or the ounces?
Will it be called the kilt?
Well, think about this.
That wasn't even a good idea.
All right, I have a theory.
What about kilogram?
I have a theory
system.
Right now. This is, mark my words. After the UK left the European Union, the only superpower left in the European Union is Germany.
What, France isn't a superpower?
No.
Surrender monkeys.
So we got pretty much... Ooh. A master German country now. They're just going to take over the rest of these countries.
Please.
Barry, better watch out.
Barry, I'm worried about over here.
Oh, shit.
Better watch out. Scared.
They're all going to be eating schnitzel and speaking German in the next 5 years.
Okay. They tried it 50 years ago. They're going to try it.
Israel is the most powerful country in that part of the world.
What?
That's the Mediterranean, boy.
Israel's in the Middle East, not Europe.
Mediterranean.
It's super close. Oh. It's a hop, skip, and a jump on a plane, F-16. Ba-boom.
Does that go ba-bomb? Is that what it does?
Well, I don't know. I've never seen one drop a bomb, but I'm sure.
Israel is close to Europe, like we're close to Argentina.
That Israeli pilot's going to get his F-16, he's going to take his Walkman, he's going to put his tape in it, put his headphones on, and go take out Germany.
What was in the Kenny Loggins?
Sorry, that was an Iron Eagle reference. If anybody got
Iron
that?
Eagle,
Iron
great
Eagle.
Movie.
Boom.
You know what Iron Eagle is?
Nope.
Not better than Top Gun, though.
No, nothing's better than Top Gun.
Isn't that what the Scottish use for currency?
The Iron Eagle?
Yeah.
All right, well. No. What?
But what's going to happen if Parliament backstabs its people and votes no?
I don't think it's going to be that big, because it was only 51-48.
Okay. That's still a...
It's still a win, but it's really controversial. Right? It's like marijuana in California every year.
Why do you always talk about weed?
Yeah, it always comes back to
always
me.
Always comes back to
me. You have to ask?
A bunch of drunken stoner hippies.
It's one of the biggest debates in California, and it's always close to 50-50.
Has there been a giant backlash because it didn't pass?
No, but I'm saying it's like something that's that...
Stoners are unmotivated, lazy SOBs.
Something that's... Okay.
Well, they go to the polls, they get distracted.
Exactly. They have a reason.
A better example is the delegates. Technically, they can go against Republican committee and go against Trump. Parliament can do the same thing. Even though the people, 51%, voted yes to exit, Parliament can say no to it and just veto what the people
said.
But
if you look at the Trump ratio, it was like 70-30. Trump's lead is so much more than 1%.
But it's still political suicide to not agree with your people. I mean, Britain's a little different, but in America, right, like, we're ran by the people, is in theory. And if the people say yay, whether it's a good call or a bad call, you have to go down that path until the people say otherwise.
Yeah. Ooh. All right. I know you have a lot to contribute here.
Good topic.
Yeah.
The shook was all over that one.
Yeah. Well, you contributed a lot. Good job.
He is recovering. We'll give him that.
Yeah,
can we ask from what?
In 3 years, yes.
Well, to be fair, two.
Two. Oh, yeah. Sorry, can't play.
Did not have enough sleep, huh?
That's it.
You didn't even work today.
Yeah, I was tired.
Too much video games.
A lot of time with the love sock.
Huh? With the B-52s.
A lot of time with the love sock.
Huh? All right, next topic. We're going to go with one that kind of came up in a discussion before. One of those that we said, don't talk about it. But we're going to save it for the podcast. Elon Musk, is he one of history's best thinkers or just a smart businessman?
Can he be both?
You could do both.
Are you asking top 10? Because if you're making us put him into a top 10 category, it's...
Name 9 smarter right now.
Then Elon Musk.
Name 9 other smart people.
I mean, in history.
Just
we're
other
talking
smart people.
In
Steve
history.
Jobs.
That's one.
Genius. Absolutely.
Stephen Hawking.
That guy's a fraud.
God, I hate when I agree with you.
I knew this was going to come.
Well, just because you're in a wheelchair doesn't make people feel bad. I don't get it.
Tyson DeGrasse or whatever his name is.
Neil deGrasse Tyson.
Yeah.
I don't know if he's up there.
Yeah, he pisses me off.
So we have to, you have to set parameters. So first we have to decide, is he a genius or a smart businessman? And then, is he a genius for what he contributes to the world or because his own intellectual knowledge that he holds?
When I was thinking about this, I was thinking, is this guy a Nikola Tesla?
No.
No.
Or a Alexander Graham Bell type?
Is it?
I don't, closer to Graham Bell, more like...
But they're both inventors. I think that's a tough comparison.
I think he's an inventor.
What has he invented? He's put the right people
the
together.
Two.
No,
the
eBay,
two.
SolarWinds.
Yeah, PayPal.
Does that
PayPal?
Count as
they're
an invention
PayPal,
on society?
That's
what
is it?
PayPal's amazing.
I have a point. If he was so smart, he'd change his fucking weird ass name.
What? What's wrong with his name?
That's a weird name. Elon.
All the smart
he's
people
South
have weird names.
He's South African.
That's true.
Is he?
Too.
Yeah.
Right.
He's
he
closer.
Gets past that. Well, yeah,
he's like
I thought. I didn't know that. I thought he was so smart. Like
maybe he's anti-Mandela.
Then yes.
He's
no. No, but if you're from a different country, you can have
you can have a weird name.
Yeah.
He's like a Rockefeller, you know, genius, great businessman, but. Overall book smart, I bet he's not there. Not comparison to your Neil Tyson or Stephen Hawking or whoever else you're going to throw out there.
Nikola Tesla, I think, will always be higher than Elon Musk, no matter what happens with SpaceX.
It was easier to be smarter back then. Everything's already invented.
That's
now.
True, and we're in the dark ages, right?
Yeah,
that's the reason they call
it
the dark
on.
Ages.
Call you on your bullshit
but the thing is right.
Yeah. Well,
call Google.
Well, we don't have any light, so let's just make something that's really bright. Like, that was easy.
Are you kidding?
I could have thought of that back then.
30, 50, 60 years from now, we can look back and say that Elon's experiments into, Mars travel created the path for us to be better humans that we are today.
No, but that was Matt Damon. I watched the Martian. He fucking colonized that planet and became a space pirate.
But
just saying.
But Justin, is
he grew up with it as a poop.
Is he the mastermind behind the technology to get us to Mars, or is he the money to get us to Mars?
Well, he's the money for sure.
And I think he's a part of the brains.
Yeah.
I don't
know.
Especially like Tesla.
He's the big idea guy.
Yes.
And just like Steve Jobs. Steve Jobs didn't design the fucking iPhone. But he designed the idea of the iPhone, and Johnny Ives put it
together. But does anybody consider Steve Jobs an inventor?
Yes.
He's more of like an ideologist.
Yeah, his idea, like I watched a documentary on him, like talk about the iMac, right? I have been an Apple fanboy ever since I was a born, right? So I had...
What about when he had an Android phone?
Hold on. I have been.
He's a Trump-loving Apple fanboy. Maybe the only one on Earth.
Let me continue, but let me tell you this. Because, in the 90s, Apple was making crap. I had a 6300 Mac Power PC Macintosh Performa. It was all gray. It didn't look good. It was just like PCs. They all looked the same, right? Back then, all beige. Steve Jobs came in. That's when the company was taking a shit. He comes back into the company and invents basically the prototype of the iMac. Crazy color schemes, right? Revolutionary design, all in one, all these things. So, yeah, he invented, that was his idea. In partnership with, who's the guy?
Johnny Ives?
Yeah, the guy that did all the art, but that was his vision. So, yeah, I would say he was a visionary because he took Apple from a company that was plummeted. Its stock was going down, was making garbage, and overnight, within a few years, it became... No, it took 2 or 3 years, literally, after the
I think you're
There's
skewed.
Literally, like, 678 days between the 2 days you just
That's why I said 2 years.
And that's give or take some.
Well, 678, 365, 2 years,
I think
saying?
You're
nice
super...
Nice try, you're not going to get me.
I think you're super skewed, because all you remember is Oregon Trails on a blue or pink...
Man.
First of all, it's called Strawberry.
Okay. Strawberry.
Well,
I had a great one.
Go to the Steve Jobs, back to Elon Musk. Look at, he's redesigned the way transportation cars are being built.
Or what about...
He's redesigned space travel.
Yeah.
He's given out stuff like the Hyperloop.
Yep, that's what I was going to say.
Hyperloop.
Not just giving out...
So the Hyperloop is a magnetic underground lev...
Well, it doesn't have to be underground, right? The original was above ground.
They're going to do it above ground.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's in a tube.
Yeah, and it's going to use air.
Okay, so you know that's cost or price Costco?
Costco.
You know where they had those tubes where they put the money and they shot them up?
Yeah.
Like in Tom's.
That's going
to
be
he wants to do the same thing for trains.
People, but
for
super trains. Fast. Mm-hmm. Like it would take like 30 minutes to get.
And
from
it's
here
not
to
just
LA.
A theoretical idea
wouldn't
he came out with. He came out with like
no.
The blueprints and the initial thought, and then said, "You know what? I don't have the time and energy to
tell
do devote this.
When that comes
I'll
in,
open source it.
When that comes in, I'll believe it.
MIT.
I'm still waiting for my fucking bullet train.
MIT.
I've been doing that shit since I was a kid.
It's
an
Asia.
Bullet train.
Yeah, Japan's had it for 20 years.
Yeah, we're
late.
But to be fair, the bullet train is going to take you from San Francisco to Bakersfield.
That's a fail.
Who
in
wants
30 minutes?
Bakersfield.
Plus, Kyle, let me put it in terms you might understand.
Vegas.
Kyle, how fast you finished when you're being super sucked? Now just put a car in there.
Well, I am the only one that has that kind of experience. Not like the only one in here.
Yeah. No.
Doubt that.
On that side of the room.
Yeah. No, that's
George,
a good point.
George, this
one.
I'm kind of here.
I don't know. I'm gonna put
him in businessman. I'm not putting him in dinner.
I'm going business.
Not top 10.
Okay, is it fair to call him a revolutionary?
No.
Yes.
For
yes.
what?
Absolutely.
For what?
I think Paul Revere was a revolutionary.
Yeah, oh,
that's
yeah.
That's revolutionary.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Well, no, he's a photo horse.
He lit a candle or whatever.
Yeah. But at the
that's
time, that was,
British
like, that was outlandish.
In
100 no
years, we'll look at Tesla like
coming.
We do at Ford. Back in the day when Ford assembly line the automobile.
Really?
That's Tesla.
What about the space travel? What about Mars? And what about all that?
That's
absolutely
phenomenal.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, him and the guy from Amazon are
Steve,
our only two hopes for space travel at this
Steve
point.
Can you reflect
that back
Bosnia.
On the president as well? the current president is not NASA friendly, so there might be a quick change where the community gets more strength if we get a president.
I don't think this country is NASA-friendly, though.
Do we see
though.
Anything on the horizon? Any of the candidates that would be pro-NASA?
Trump.
We're going back to the moon, boys!
You don't blame the candidates, you blame the country.
Rocket.
That's a whole other debate. Why haven't we been to the moon since?
Because there's freaking aliens up there and something scared us away.
Oh, God.
Aliens. I saw it on YouTube.
Trump supporter 101.
Yeah.
Well, we need to get you the ancient alien guy wig when you start talking about
this
stuff.
Oh, that
weird
hair, that
yeah.
freak.
Yeah.
I know he's one of your people, I'm sorry. But,
sorry.
Yeah,
that guy's got crazy hair.
Who?
Which is something you don't, but I think he's one of your people.
Who?
So,
yeah, wait,
let's look up his name and I'll tell you right now.
Elon Musk, did we bring up anything about Solar City? Technically,
no, we didn't.
He's pretty big
that.
In that,
yeah.
right? He's not ahead of it, right? But he's a major.
He's the financial backing
yeah.
and, yeah, brainchild.
That makes him the businessman.
Yeah.
And inventor, Tesla.
George's name is Giorgio A. Tsoukalos. I'm guessing he's one of your people.
And he's got
a Greek Australian writer.
He's got a hell of a haircut.
You're
gonna,
yeah,
but
him,
I don't believe in
aliens. Is he going to be in the books when you're in fourth, fifth grade
either,
when you're learning
right?
about Thomas Edison, Graham Bell?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
He might be in there for the space
aliens.
Stuff, but I don't think he'll be in there as an inventor.
As Tesla Motors?
I don't think so.
You
think
what?
Founding
fathers
will never be replaced. Founding
no,
founding
I agree with that. But just like we learn about current inventors, we'll learn our
what current inventor? What current inventor is any elementary public school book?
Who's the dude, the British dude who invented the internet, www?
Turing.
There you go, thank you.
He's not in any 4th, 5th grade elementary
public
school
not.
Book.
Yeah.
Well,
movies
we're doing
are,
our children
movies
dishonest.
Movies are cooler than that. So.
Well, that's what I mean,
yeah,
right?
A movie, that's
and I think that's the thing Ken's talking about. Those people won't be forgotten that we learned about. And all of us went to school at different times. I think it's going to be moving forward.
Well,
Elon Musk is not going to be
Nikola Tesla was not in my history book.
Not
yeah, which
either.
Is a major fail.
Huh?
Not in mine either. I think it was conspiracy. He was
in Command and Conquer.
He did have a romantic relationship
Tower.
With
pigeons. Yes. That was
with
his?
With, he had a romantic relationship with a pigeon.
What?
Yeah. He was
hold
a little
on.
Crazy.
He had a. How did he have a romantic relationship with a pigeon?
He loved the pigeon. The pigeon loved him.
Yeah.
How does that work?
It wasn't a sexual
maybe you just
it
let it hop around your pecker or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
Why does everything have to be sexual with you? Why can't you
no,
just be in love?
It was. It was like serious.
Well, sexual. You can be in love without having sex.
This guy does it.
Yeah.
He's in love without having sex.
That was the shook for the people at home.
Yeah, sorry. Hold on. Shook does it.
He puts googly eyes on his love sock.
He could be a pigeon farmer.
Quit looking at me.
Hey, he could be the next Nikola Tesla also, right?
Yeah, pigeon
yeah.
fucker.
Aren't some of
that could be his pickup line.
The
are you pigeon farmer?
I do have a bird, so.
Oh.
Oh.
You're not helping yourself.
But are not some of the smartest people in the world the craziest people?
That's true.
They're dedicated to their craft.
That's they thought true. Einstein was a special needs kid.
They did, yeah. Johnny Carson was pretty weird.
Johnny Carson.
He was a visionary.
No, he invented the late night
talk show. Yeah. No, seriously, he was a visionary.
I'm with you.
What invention is there in late night except a TV and us talking?
He was revolutionary for television.
Name one late night program before him.
I don't even know Johnny Carson.
He invented it.
I wasn't even alive when he was on the air.
Have we confirmed he invented it, not some show producer? I don't know. But was it his idea? Was it his, or was it a producer?
He was at a bar with Ed.
And they said, let's do this?
I got an idea, man.
Oh, this shit's going to
Is that the horse that
talks? We got two chairs right here. We should just do this in a studio.
Shook is going to piss, and we'll find out if it burns.
Oh.
Let's bring it back that way, gentlemen.
Okay.
I didn't know I had a clapper in the restroom.
Hey, I treated an STD like a bruised knee, like a skateboard treats a bruised knee. No big deal. No big deal. You just keep moving.
Actually, are a big deal for you.
So I threw this one in there just in case we burn through the other ones. And, you know, we've only been going for not our normal hour 15 minutes. So I just threw this in there. I thought it'd be interesting. Star Wars versus Star Trek. Where do you guys sit on that?
Oh man,
that's extremely tough.
Can we do this without
just turn up the volume?
Yeah. Watch out, ladies.
Spock's coming.
He's gonna rock out with his Spock out.
Mind meld.
Damn it, Jim! I'm a podcast host, not a doctor.
Oh, speaking of Star Trek, did you ever notice? Like, I watched the original Star Trek. Like, there was only four seasons, the original one, right? And it's ridiculous. But you ever notice? Like, I saw this one episode. It was Captain Kirk, you know, William Shatner, and he goes up against this evil twin who always wore a turtleneck. And a mustache. Turtlenecks are always evil, and a black mustache or goatee meant it's the evil.
Then why does every police officer have a porn stash?
It's the bizarro.
And they wear turtlenecks on cold nights.
Yeah.
Because they're comfortable. That's the only thing I can think of is they're
action turtleneck?
Action turtleneck.
Yeah.
Tactical turtleneck.
Yeah. Shook, you joined us again. Are you okay?
You okay?
Did it burn?
My drink, like five things of water.
Good, you're staying hydrated. Did it burn when you pee?
No.
Good.
Hear that, ladies?
The gong can hold his urination for 16 hours.
That's right, I'm like a camel.
The shook is clean.
The shook is clean, ladies.
Is he a one humpback camel or a two humpback camel?
That's two. First of all,
there ain't no hump going on there.
The reason that he's clean is he doesn't have much experience with the other opposite sex.
Oh, please.
Well, it's okay. Please. You're in luck because he whispered that so quiet the mic didn't pick it up. Yeah, so.
No, it's okay.
Is it
just
okay?
Me with me, and I'll show you what's up.
I don't want you to make any sexual advances towards me, please, for the last
not
time.
Not towards you.
Oh. Kyle, isn't that why you wear
Ryan
Slave whistle?
Girls out there? Come on down.
Shook, what,
so you know it's a big year for Star Trek, though, because the 50th anniversary, Star Trek Las Vegas sold out like a long-ass time ago. I was going to go, but they sold out like a long-ass time ago.
Yeah, we looked like 6 months ago, and they were already sold out. Yeah. So it ruined Justin's Las Vegas trip.
You got a movie.
So if anybody has a ticket to Star Trek, let us know. He would love to get it from you.
I'll go.
He'll be your partner.
But I won't pay more than the cover price, so.
No, he's not paying, period.
Oh, yeah.
You get to hang out with a celebrity.
And you get mentioned on the MBD show.
Yeah, we'll give you a plug.
Yeah, there you go. So.
Plug.
So, should.
Oh, God. That's what you're always thinking about that.
You like it, too. You got a sick mind.
No.
What were you thinking?
I was thinking of your hair plugs, but...
Okay, so...
Oh, well, that's fine, because Shook was thinking about butt plugs.
The little cottontail at the end, huh?
We're not going down that road.
No.
Okay, so we're talking about just Star Trek versus Star Wars.
Where do you stand?
Star Wars.
Star Wars.
Well, I think Justin brought it up. This 50th anniversary, the TV show, the movie...
Well, yeah, those are just Star Trek things happening because of the 50th anniversary, but,
yeah.
So
you know, Episode 7 came out, fucking badass.
True. But they didn't have a guy.
What the frick?
You, I even have seen that. How have you missed that?
That's good.
I have a life.
Oh. You take a nap?
Yes.
You were just talking about butt plugs.
Well, that's part of life.
And your extensive research on them.
Yeah, well, that's part of life.
So, for me... I like the science, and so the Star Trek appeals more towards me. Now, I'm not going to lie. I'm not like a Trekkie or whatever the Star Wars fanatics are called.
Don't be ashamed. You know you are.
I know those guys blow me away. I can't hang with them.
You haven't even seen all the Star Wars films, right?
I have seen them all now.
Okay.
I just watched 7, so I've seen them all, but I haven't seen all the Star Treks. But like I will say I prefer Star Trek over Star Wars.
Star Trek, not Trek.
No, yeah, that's
Star
true.
No, Star if you Trek. Start if you see Star Trek the movies, you're gonna have a bad time.
The new ones?
The old ones.
The new ones aren't Star Trek. The new ones are Star Wars with Star Trek characters.
Yeah.
That's the best thing you can get.
Yeah.
I think those new Star Treks are the best.
I won't argue because...
I hate Star Trek.
I've never seen Star Trek before, right?
Voyager.
I've seen only a couple. But I went with my wife because she grew up on Star Trek. And the characters and the casting and the story was so good that I went back and watched every single episode of Star Trek. Everyone. I'm talking...
Carl Urban made you do that?
Who's Carl Urban?
He's the Star Trek guy.
He's the doctor.
Yeah. No. Is he?
Yeah. Bones.
He's Bones.
Yeah. McKay?
I would say more like, he was good.
He's in
the one who just died.
Yeah. That's pretty sad.
Yeah, he was good.
Was it worth going back and watching all
of Star
Trek? Yes?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I like the science, too. I mean... Yeah. We're in IT. We're super geeky. We like science.
Speak for yourself.
We're great over here. But we're talking about like.
That's not the grades he completed.
And I can see how Star Trek.
I'm a college educated. I have a higher degree than you.
That's true.
Star Trek is not for everybody because you go back and you watch an entire episode. Why the whatever the nuclear thing is, the power cell doesn't work. A whole episode about it. That, a lot of people won't watch it.
You'll lose them.
Star Trek Voyager, I liked.
I'm going Star Wars.
I liked Voyager, but...
Because of...
Jerry Ryan.
Yeah,
in the cat suit. That was very important during my formative years. Very important.
How come?
The love song?
Do we know that actress's name? We should write her an apology.
Jerry Ryan.
Jerry Ryan, we're apologizing now.
She's a beautiful, beautiful lady.
We're apologizing
she
now.
Is.
I will say nothing bad about her.
You're very tainted.
Is she a double-A kind of woman?
She is a beautiful...
She seems very nice, too. I follow her on Twitter.
She was hot in Boston Public.
Really?
Yeah, she seems super nice.
Have you seen his Twitter followers? She has like 500.
Really?
She doesn't follow me. I follow her.
Well, I bet she would.
Not yet. She will.
Jerry Ryan, if you're listening...
Wireless freak, follow him. You'll be enlightened.
With the P.
The real underscore G-O-N.
No, don't follow that one.
The guardian of masculinity.
That's right. Watch out, ladies.
Remember 2001, you filed a restraining order against him.
Yeah.
I was like 12.
You filed a restraining order against him.
I'm going Star Wars.
I'm
going to go, I might shock you guys. Both of them are equally as nerdy, but I'm going to give a tip of the hat to Star Wars, only because of Empire Strikes Back.
Okay.
Great movie. Best of all the series.
Fair enough.
I would say I like Star Wars because of what it happened around the country at the time. It's hard, right? Like, obviously I wasn't there in the 70s, 80s. But that kind of movement that Star Wars took effect is pretty huge in movies even today.
It is.
And
the
story's spot on. It's California grown in a sense. Like, there's something about that aspect of the movie. The idea of feelings being extremely important is a nice touch.
There's
some
weird stuff
going
on in Star Wars, though.
I mean, Yoda's a
badass.
That
right there.
What?
Say that closer to the mic.
You mean the relations with your sister?
Okay, they didn't know. That happens all the time.
That's more of an Alabama.
They
in 1800s, 1700s. You don't do that anymore.
You don't know when Star Wars takes place.
In the future, they got space
travel.
It's
their
actually
own calendar.
In the galaxy a long, long time
ago. Yeah, a long, long time ago.
Yeah.
In a galaxy far, far away.
Yeah. Either way, if you have mastered international space travel, you have mastered the fact that you shouldn't sleep with your sister.
No.
You get Riri kids.
No way. They didn't sleep. It was a small
pack. Know.
Oh, they would have. They wanted to. Yeah.
They kissed.
That's weird.
Okay. They didn't know either. Yeah, they didn't know.
Oh, that's a good defense.
Oh, I didn't know. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Hey,
what I'm
yes,
thinking now. I didn't know she said no.
I did not know.
What do you mean?
That happens all the time when, like, twins are separated at birth and then they come back.
No,
and
that's
never
happened.
Hold on. What I'm saying is they'll be like...
Hey, we live exactly the same. You just wouldn't want to kiss?
You don't have a sister and you only have brothers. But I'm a little nervous for your brothers.
That really involved masturbation.
Shook, what do you have on that opinion?
I wasn't going down that road. I was more they come together and then they'll be like...
Together,
you. buddies. They're like, I think I know you, but then
sure
they don't. And then they become best friends, and then they find out that they're related.
Wait, can we work through that in a role play?
No!
Hey, I just met you.
Call me
Leia. Oh, you guys looking at me. Fuck off. I'm no Leia.
There's nothing wrong with Star Wars. It was one tiny little
No, I definitely agree. There's nothing wrong with Star Wars, but it's no Star Trek.
All right, George, where do you stand?
I haven't seen either one of them.
What?
Holy shit.
I haven't seen, like, the last three Star Wars or any of the Star Trek, so this is not my
favorite. That's why you're staying quiet over there.
I've seen, like, Star Wars, like, three movies ago, and then...
How was it?
If you're judging the entire franchise on episode one,
that is not fair.
We need to address that.
Yes. Yeah.
You and Shook need to both watch a couple movies.
Yep. We need to restart the Star Wars saga movie nights.
Okay.
Yes, we'll do some outdoor viewing.
Ooh, outdoor viewing.
Like
go wrong. Dead. I'll bring a lot of dip. Maybe.
I'll bring chips.
Why do you flinch when
Hey, Shook, you're in luck, because... Gom over here will be your cuddle buddy. So Justin will put two benches together. You guys can cuddle up.
Hashtag space snooze.
He's not used to male intimacy. He'll get there.
All right.
Wait, what?
Yeah,
what?
Why on me?
Because you've experienced male intimacy.
Yeah. I don't know.
Wish I could quit you.
First, you're talking
What's
about
that from?
You're not getting it. Let's explain.
What's that from?
That's from Brokeback Mountain.
Oh.
I got no problem saying I've seen that movie.
So if I had an Apple TV in front of you, you could tell the Apple TV exactly what second to get to for that line.
That
okay.
I'm sure
to save my buddy here.
I'll be like, Apple TV, Brokeback Mountain, 1 hour and 23 yeah. minutes.
Resume.
Oh, God. So what did you call it? Same-sex intimacy?
No.
Male intimacy. So how much male intimacy have you experienced?
None.
Oh, okay. So to make
sure.
And
you haven't experienced any female intimacy.
That's what happens when you get married. I always explain this.
That is not what happens when you get married.
I'm warning the kids out there.
Why do you think it's so hard for people to have children these days? That's the reason.
It's not.
Because I can't go a night without getting an argument with the wife over the dishes or the laundry or the trash or the vacuum.
Just stuff. Spend one night being nice.
I know how that argument goes all the time. Why haven't you done it yet, honey?
That works out. Yeah, that works out pretty good. I tried that one and I got the whole, you know, the hand on the hip motion.
Uh-oh.
R.
Yeah, the R thing. You know, where they arc.
Yep.
And then she kind of, she's really small,
like
so she looks up at me and
looks like
gives me a death look, and I kind of go sit on the couch and just kind of be quiet.
And go to bed alone.
No, I go to bed with her, but it's like being alone.
Yeah.
That's well, terrible.
I'm joking.
Vaughn,
it's all
ladies, we have two guys that aren't married.
Yeah.
Vaughn and Shook. And so,
Shook
Vaughn,
won't be married a long time.
Marriage is not like that for everyone.
I'm exactly, no. Marriage is wonderful. You won't probably feel that experience for a while.
Oh, shit.
No. Right.
Wait, you won't feel sex, or you won't?
Both.
Have... Okay.
They accept Matt's kind of love in this state nowadays.
Thanks, Obama.
Goddamn Chief Roberts.
Say something back. Say something back. Get up. Get up. Get up.
I would, but I can't fire. My brain's not functioning tonight.
Tonight?
Part for the course, huh?
All right, Vaughn.
New Star Trek. I like New Star Trek the best. Old Star Wars, but New Star Trek.
I agree.
New Star Trek's the best ones.
I like it.
It's the best.
Okay, how do you feel in the trailer for the new one with a dirt bike?
Oh, this is a sore subject.
How did a dirt bike end up in some alien planet?
This is a sore subject for Justin.
Well, it's because Captain Kirk, he's a motorcycling man. And in case you haven't seen the first one, he's just...
That's true.
Yeah, he's a tough-ass...
Was he on Top Gun? Because I saw Maverick riding a motorcycle, too.
Well, he's also
yeah,
super
like a woman.
Oh. Yeah, but Chuck rides a motorcycle.
I'm super tough.
Yeah.
He can't even say it, tough. You can't even hinder a Coors.
No. If you ride a motorcycle, you're tough.
I'm super tough. Excuse me. I got a motorcycle.
No.
So it's obviously it's a Captain
I see where you're coming from, Justin, but what about in, I think it was 2 when they went to the ancient civilization, and they were kind of dumb, but there was like some smart aspects. They had the scroll, and then they see the Enterprise come up out of the water, and Captain Kirk,
the cool white red planet.
But it's not Kawasaki. How did the Kawasaki end up on an alien planet?
Because Captain Kirk brought it.
Ooh, I'll give you that.
What, Japanese can't do space travel?
Ooh.
In number one, there's space travel.
There's. I thought there was no races in this in the Star Trek
universe. No, there's not.
But you could still be Japanese. Oh, I guess you'd be human, not Japanese.
Yeah. But in number one, there's...
Humans can't do space travel?
Yeah, number one, there's space travel. We're the old Spock.
But they have so much better than the frickin' dirt bike.
That's true. The bike in number one was badass.
I think you're underestimating the dirt bike.
If it's a Kawasaki, you could go through it. If it's a Kawasaki, you can go fast enough, you can go over water.
I don't know if it is or not. You just see it jumping at you.
Is it a KTM? Is it a Yamaha?
The people I know that are hardcore Star Trek fans, that's a real disgusting thing to them. Oh, after the first one, they couldn't watch them anymore. They were done. Because it made every Star Trek episode prior to that invalid.
Yeah, well, it did.
Yeah. It was like, oh, just wipe them off the face of the
But is that not a theme today? X-Men did it. They wiped it. Marvel or whatever has the Council of Dr. Richards. They're doing the same thing.
What's that?
Wait, who's got the comic book guy voice? From Simpsons. Do it.
Well, action. It's got, what does he call it?
Dr. Richards from Fantastic Four.
It's Dr. Richards of Fantastic Four, issue number 461. I have a mint cop in my locker. Yeah.
Dr. Richards is Mr. Elastic. He's the smartest guy in the universe.
No, Charles Xavier.
Really, oh, please, just because he's bald?
What? No.
Because that would make Goss the smartest. That's obviously not true.
Yeah.
Since when is Charles Xavier not the smartest player?
No, wait, all he can do is read people's minds.
You're just a
Dr. Richards.
So he's as smart as every other person in the world combined.
No way.
Yes, if because you can read people's minds, you're as smart as everyone.
No.
Yes.
Because of something.
Because he knows all my thoughts, and your thoughts, and George's thoughts.
But I might have not have thought of something that he needs to
Someone
think about later.
Would need to have thought of it, so technically he could think of it as well.
Dr. Richards thinks he engineers on the fly. We're engineering right now as we speak.
You guys ever hear of a rabbit hole? You guys are going down into one right
now.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, let's wheel ourselves out. I'm just saying
it's a topic right now, or it's a trend, and it doesn't bother me. It bothers me because it's not new material, but if they can restart a franchise and take it down a new path, I'm fine with that.
But let's go down and let's put it in the steroids. The steroids, sorry. The Star Wars universe. What if the next Star Wars comes out, there's time travel, and it wipes everything that Star Wars was, invalidates every movie that was out there? Would you be okay with that?
Yeah, if they go down a path and they invent their own path and don't try to relive what already happened, I'm fine with it.
But Star Trek is reliving it. And episode 2, or the second movie of Star Trek, was fucking Wrath of Khan.
Yeah.
Except they swapped Spock and Kirk.
They switched them. That was a twist.
Come on, that's garbage. Even though Cumberbatch was in it, and he brought it.
Yeah,
but
he brings it all the time.
But after that, I was like, I don't know.
They didn't make you a
Cumberbatch. The shark.
As soon as you saw that, you're like, I'm a Cumberbitch.
I'm a Cumberbitch.
Nah, me too, man.
Sherlock, BBC, Cumberbitch.
Have you seen that dude?
Nude?
Sherlock?
I'm not seeing nude.
No, I didn't say that.
No, Sherlock on BBC.
Yeah.
Dude.
It's good. Yeah, it's good.
Okay.
Star Wars, hands down.
Okay.
I'm sorry, but that was the best movie that I've ever seen.
Including 1, 2,
just
and 3?
Not 1, 2, and 3. No, but it plays into the story.
Yeah.
So, I mean, for as crappy as everybody says they were, they all go together. It's
okay, so just a quick one. We're going to it probably won't be quick. We were talking about this the other day, and I thought it was kind of interesting. Jar Jar Binks.
Oh, yeah.
Sith Lord. Yes or no?
Or Bumbling Idiot.
Yeah.
Sorry, George.
Well, if you would have known.
So there was a Reddit stream that went viral and it's turned into videos and everybody. It's like a big point in the Star Wars community. Is Jar Jar Binks a Sith Lord or not?
Jar Jar Binks is a fool.
Yes.
So, really quick, I have to give a shout out to my sister-in-law, V, who brought this up. Because I always assumed he was just a bumbling idiot. But she let me know that, no, actually, he could possibly be one of the smartest guys ever, or,
Excuse me? That's genius?
He's the most powerful dark side, Sith.
He can't even walk well. How is he smart?
But you can't talk like the drunken master, right, in Kung Fu?
Yes.
That's what they relate his moves to.
What's the logic behind him being a Sith Lord? I'm totally...
Yeah,
I'm
I don't
totally
understand that either.
So, there's a lot of... There's a big Reddit, YouTube...
Following.
...video up that's... Goes through, like, frame by frame and all of the knowledge.
That's a PBR for you folks.
That have come out on, on Reddit. But basically that... He's next to the emperor, or before he's the emperor, the senator, whatever his name is.
Palpatine,
yeah. I know what I'm talking Every about. Time that guy makes like an announcement, and they think that it's Jar Jar Binks mind controlling him. What are some of the other ones, Brandon?
Oh don't ask me. I'm a Star Trek guy. Remember? He's always in the right spot at the right time for the battles. Like, and he doesn't lose, obviously. So if he's a bumbling idiot, you think he'd be the first to get killed. But he manages.
He's been banished from his city, but when he came back, they like
set
up armed guards with him to like be like, "What are you doing here?"
He's not a Sith Lord.
There's even rumblings that he's the Snoke or whatever guy from the new episode seven.
Snoke.
Yeah, there's even talks that might be him.
Not Shook.
Yeah, I was looking at you.
Yeah.
Snoke.
Like Shook, the new lord of the.
He's like Jar Jar Binks, the bumbling idiot.
Shook, the Sith Lord. Darth Shookius.
Defend yourself.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with being dark side.
It isn't?
No.
So you don't like goodness? You like evil?
Well, you get a bunch of power on the dark side.
So you don't... Okay.
Coming from, like, the straightest, most...
White.
Honest...
Wait.
Purebred
most,
there
most
is.
Most Anakin-ish?
That's true. Oh, good point. Good point.
Man. That was a burn.
How many midichlorians do you have here in your body?
You're a badass for Anakin.
Wait, what'd you say?
Wait,
did
what?
You?
Bass?
Anakin's a badass.
Okay.
Yeah, except for the burned face.
He's the second most powerful Jedi in the world.
Right behind me.
Oh.
Well,
there's only one strong black Jedi.
Mace Windu.
And if you're number two, then that defeats the whole universe.
Well, technically, you're last.
Mace Windu. I wish that Mace Windu would have taken the Emperor out. I mean,
me too.
Mace Windu was more powerful than the Emperor. The only reason he got killed is because Anakin bitched out.
I really like the nerd talk, but while the spotlight is on Shook, can we get on the Mad Lib?
Oh, okay.
That was amazing.
All right, we're skipping to the next topic.
Sorry, I don't mean, unless we got more to go, but
that's okay.
That's going to be the highlight of today's show.
Yes. This is the topic of today's show.
This is the name of the show.
The bread and butter right here.
Bread and butter.
The relationship Mad Lib.
So tell me, how did this come about? Because I wasn't even hanging out with you guys when I walked into this.
All right, so... I can talk about it since we came up with it. So we were sitting around the lunch table, and as usual, the guys were taking turns on his Tinder account.
Daily? Yeah. We get more action out of Tinder than you do.
Hey, edit that out, Justin, because Matt's the only one who ever uses his Tinder account, ladies.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
You're never talking to George, Kyle, or Ken.
No, definitely not talking to me. You would have hooked up with someone.
They would stop talking by if they knew it was you.
They all stop talking. So
yeah, you send a message and they just can like sense it through my phone.
Well, not everybody can be a cock farmer.
All right, sorry. Continue.
So we're sitting at the lunch table and we're like, okay, what is the... So Matt's reason to be on Tinder is different than most people. He's looking for a wife.
On Tinder.
He's a concrete foundation for someone to build their life on. Is that accurate?
That's quickrete.
Okay. Quickrete. With a shit ton of rebar.
You don't want to be quick at anything, buddy. Let me tell you that now.
Trust me, I ain't quick. I'll show you.
Is it?
Oh! That's right.
So we're on the board.
We need a volunteer.
We're working through some question answers
to find out
what kind of women they are, because we're trying to pre-screen these. So what we do is we come up with these questions, and we're like, they're just yes or no questions or fill-in-the-blank questions. So we're like, let's create a relationship Mad Lib. So we came up with a Mad Lib that basically so women can fill in the blanks so you can get a real feel for what kind of woman this is. And I'll let Matt go from there.
Right. So the idea is you kind of get a feel for who they are by based on what they choose. So do you have it pulled up over there?
No, I don't have your Mad Lib.
So, and I'll add something to this too. Is that basically we're trying to weed out the crazy ones for them.
The rapists.
The ones that'll, go nuts, a key to your car, put a bunny in the pot.
He's got a boyfriend. Things.
Yeah.
Then don't get with Carrie Underwood or Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
What's wrong with Taylor Swift?
All that's happening to you.
She's
cars getting keyed.
Taylor Swift.
Oh, yeah.
When I get divorced, I'm your number two. You're my number two.
If she has a HIV, are you still going for it?
I'm game.
Okay.
Oh, they got a cure for that now.
Well, anyway, so the point was is try to find a chick that's not crazy. So a thing that would be a red flag, so one of the things was I like to take long walks on the beach space. That would be a fill-in. And my thought is if she says with you, I like want to take long walks on the beach with you. She's probably crazy because she's thinking way too far ahead.
Class 5 Klingon.
Yeah, that's not good.
Star Trek reference.
No, no big deal.
And
that's not good.
Wedding crashers.
But yeah, so that was the point. We want to be able to judge, give them an opportunity to show their true colors.
So can I get a sample of this Mad Lib?
Yeah. So here's a sample. I enjoy long walks on the blank. Getting blank in the rain and serpentitious encounters with blank.
Serendipitous.
I like to read blank. I travel frequently to blank. When I'm not busy with blank, I am looking for blank guy. He should have the physique of blank and the humor of blank. I would prefer if he knew how to blank, blank, and blank.
You get the picture.
So have we had anyone respond to this yet?
Yep. Let me go check them out real quick.
But you're going to have to fill in the whole sentence.
Well, so that was the funny part at lunch, is we sent it out to one girl that he was talking to.
Yes.
We were like, okay, send it out to this one girl. And as we were waiting for a reply, we said, you know what? It's going to be this, and we filled in the blanks.
We filled in the blanks.
And we got... How many questions or blanks are there? 10?
There's
9 out of 10.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we guessed the 9 that she said, and we read her like a book.
So is that a keeper or is that a ditcher?
That's a ditcher.
That's a ditcher. All right.
So here's the problem. That
so,
might be
lady, you filled that out. You know why you were ditched.
That might be the chink in the Mad Lib armor. I mean, unless you're going to get someone with a good sense of humor, you're just going to get these vanilla answers for someone that's not charming.
Matt's going to end up with Vaughn.
So is that somebody?
What? Are you kidding me?
I'm just saying, you have good answers to those type of questions.
Oh, okay.
Creative, good answers.
Thank you.
Your relationship material, Vaughn. That's good.
No, thank you. Thanks, Brandon.
You'll make Matt very happy.
Yeah. All right, Matt, so you have one?
I got my next three wives spoken for, so...
So this one's pretty boring. This is a... These are an example of like a plain answer one. So this girl said, I enjoy long walks to my bed, staying dry from the rain, and serendipitous encounters with... I don't know.
Every time he says that word?
What's serendipitous? What is that?
This word's too big for
me. I know. It's a word in the dictionary. I know,
but...
That's not a Tinder-worthy word.
Look at this. She didn't even know what the word was, because she says... serendipitous counters with I don't know, lol. So she didn't know.
So she's a dumb. Yeah,
loud.
So,
perfect for Matt.
So she's stupid.
And so then she said, I like to read cheesy romance novels.
Okay.
I travel frequently back and forth from my apartment to LA and to visit family. And when I'm not busy with school, I'm looking for a funny guy. He should have the physique of anything fit. So basically me. and the humor of... Anyone funny? Ha ha.
That's not funny at all.
I know, she's doing a ha ha. I would prefer if he knew how to make me smile, not be a perv, and keep a conversation going, because sometimes I suck at that. And this girl, she is very bad at keeping a conversation going. That's why.
Why in the first part does she say she wants to take a long walk to her bed? And then at the end, she's like, I'm looking for a guy who's not a perv.
Well, I was thinking to my bed.
Women always throw mixed signals. We all
where
know
did she
this.
No, to my bed meant that she,
to
she's,
her bed,
she's lazy.
She's lazy.
That's how you...
That's how I saw it.
That's the problem.
Are you an interpreter? When I'm watching the president speak, do I see you right next to him throwing up signs?
He's a fake interpreter.
I can tell.
So 1 out of 10, I would score that like a 2.
That's being gracious.
Well, that's a half.
Yeah, okay, that's low. That's low.
Let me guess. That guy on the vine.
I would just be nice.
She lives in L.A.
She must have a pretty face.
She's actually pretty hot.
There you go.
But she does live in L.A.
Do we have another one or no?
I was looking for, but she probably unmatched me, which is
typical.
No, this girl's
you know what
crazy.
To do because that hardly ever happens, right?
So how many times have you sent the Mad Lib out?
I think three times. Only two have replied, but.
You need to start fishing with that one.
You should just quick fire those. Paste those and go with
copy it and leave it set as your paste option and just keep kicking them off. Can we post this on our website? Can we get them?
We'll put it up.
We'll put it up for the website and anybody who's listening to this.
That's a great idea.
And if they have feedback, you know, add your own Mad Lib.
Oh, yeah, good idea.
Solid.
You know?
And if anybody's interested in dating a 12-year-old gazelle.
With a motorcycle.
With a motorcycle.
Yeah, it's a sweet bike.
It's a pretty sweet bike, actually. I don't have a
Do you have kung fu skills or boa staff skills?
Well, I'm like can see the bike.
Pretty much a black belt in Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu and every other art there is.
Oh, your YouTube channel, Go For Rider or something like that?
Why Rider.
Yeah, that's cool.
Motovlog.
We could see you going to the gas station again.
On your tricycle? Was you on a bicycle at that time?
I'm surprised you haven't been nominated for something.
It's one of those bicycles that looks like a motorcycle.
It's like he pulls up to the 7-Eleven. I'm like, come on, please be a cherry slurpee this time.
But he's got like training wheels on it. don't
they call those spiders? Isn't that who made that?
What?
The tricycles?
Oh, yeah.
I think they were called spiders.
Cans.
Yeah, the cans.
Oh, those are
garbage.
That's
what you guys need to ride.
Can't
those
balance.
Those are garbage.
You don't even need a motorcycle license for one of those.
No, they look stupid, too.
And most of us at this table can afford a car with four wheels and two doors and air conditioning and booming stereos.
I'm going to have to...
And room to actually put a chick in it.
You were driving in the heat about to pass out when
Thank
you walked
you.
Up.
That's right, brother. Everybody here is wearing shorts except for you.
You look like an idiot. What are you talking about? Puking on the road.
I'm leaning over. I can't even see my visors. I don't know. I look like a Power Ranger.
Those are cool.
The pink Power Ranger.
Russell, he's got a 16-year-old Asian woman demographic.
Yeah.
My kids love Power Rangers.
Yeah, what was the pink one's cut?
Kimberly.
There you go, Kimberly.
So, Matt, let me guess, you're on your bike, how many times do you, like, look over and chick will pull up and be checking you out?
Do you give me the head nod?
I'll catch him looking because I can pull up and kind of look with your eyes out of the corner of
your
eye.
And the peripherals.
What else do you look like?
You look with your mouth.
You don't want to turn your whole head because then they look. But if they're looking, you turn your whole head and... Then they know you made.
Yeah, God forbid.
Yeah, but see,
that's the problem right there.
So why would you want to make eye contact?
What an idiot!
You don't want to be a creep. That'll be
Looking at people in public is creepy.
It's creepy.
Well, if I just turn and I'm like looking straight at them in the eyes,
I know.
That's what you do.
No, okay, are you trying to pull a Paul Walker? Fast and Furious 2. They go down the road and he can drive down the road looking at a lady.
Yeah.
Perfect stop at a stop sign. No big deal.
Wait. So here's what, let's take your Y-Rider motorcycle blog to another phase. When you pull up to a light and see a chick checking you out, pan over, dude.
Yeah.
If I got the camera, no, definitely.
Yeah,
and not just pan over, give her the head nod so you see her, you acknowledge her. Exactly.
She doesn't give a shit how fast your bike is. She'll never see her again if you just fly away.
Yeah.
That's
the mystery.
This is what happens in Matt's life. He pulls up. Next to a Miata, because chicks drive Miatas.
Yeah.
And then he looks over and there's a hot chick. And then a guy in like a piece of shit 1990s 250 Honda pulls over and actually makes eye contact with that girl.
Yeah.
And she makes a right with that guy.
Oh,
and Matt goes straight.
No. Yeah, Matt's still trying to race her.
I'm going to get you.
Take it to the next level. When you look over, in camera, finger gun.
Oh, they love the finger gun.
You know what the problem is?
Short shifter.
You know what the problem is that hasn't been brought up? The problem is he's looking over at the dudes.
Oh.
Let's look at the ladies.
Are we using the wrong app? Are we supposed to be on Grindr for him? It's cool, Matt. We're in California. So.
Yep. So I'm going to give you... That's the problem. You don't know how to tell if they're a woman or if they're a male.
How is that a problem? I can tell who's a woman and a male.
Are you sure?
It says it in their bio, idiots.
So you did pull up to a house at a stop sign, and there was somebody outside the house. Did you actually turn and look, or did you just drive by?
It wasn't a stop sign. It was more, I'm driving by. This is a residential.
What is this in reference to?
We all know he ran into the ex-girlfriend at a stop sign.
Wait. You ran into the ex?
All the time. I have to drive by to get here.
Well, you don't have to drive by.
He chooses to drive by.
Hey, I'm not even likes
the paint. Dude, you have to throw some revs at her.
Yeah, you did.
Of course.
Obviously.
I'm on the bond.
Really? Because if you lay down, you're going to look like an idiot.
No, she runs out, gives him CPR, they're back together.
That doesn't happen.
Squint style.
Okay.
Just like squints.
No, actually, I pull up. Today, I was on my way here. I'm riding by the usual road. Because I'm not going out of my way, I'll let her win.
Oh.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
Ooh, show her. Drive
so
by her house again. That'll work.
Obviously, then she's like, who's the badass on a new bike?
Right. Who's the badass with the new car in front of her house every week?
Oh. The chest compressions when she does mouth to mouth.
Oh. You just can't let go.
You got the girls flip flop. The dude's doing mouth to mouth.
She's doing the chest compressions.
According to the new CPR, you don't have to do the mouth to mouth part.
It's,
yeah.
It's just chest compressions.
For him, it's not optional.
But the dude will totally be willing to. I'll give him mouth to mouth.
I'll clear his airway with my tongue, guys.
I got this.
So.
Oh, yeah.
Second
one is
saying
it's already
in your mouth.
New cars?
New cars.
That's good.
That's good. The now, car is better hiding it.
Since the topic's up about your ex, I've heard some rumblings that something's got to be brought up on the show about the ex.
Yeah,
who has knowledge of this? Because I have no idea.
Wow. Well, I think Mr. Ship should
well,
be.
Well, yeah,
right?
So the knowledge around the table is that she hit me up, and she was, you know, the classic ex. Hey, I got your some of your stuff, and so I was like, "What is it?"
Oh, did you make that face move too?
Yeah,
like,
it
looks
like
to the right.
His voice dropped like six decibels.
Oh yeah, no,
what
she
is
that's
it?
What I
you're
sounded
not
like.
A badass.
I was like,
"It's your
what
retainer.
Is it, babe?"
You're like 12. What'd you leave a teddy bear?
Speaking.
So she said. Like three shirts and something. I'm like, I don't remember losing three shirts. Those might be someone else's shirts or some
oh,
shit.
Definitely.
So I was like, yeah, you leave them out. I'll pick them up when I have time.
Oh, what a shit.
Yeah. I'm a pretty busy guy.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
so
well,
then it comes
well.
Around and I'm like, you know, I don't want those back. You probably sprayed perfume on them and everything. So I'm like, I don't want that shit. So I told her, I'm like, yeah, you can just throw it out. It's no big deal. And that was that. I had the upper hand there.
So how much did it hurt when you got the text?
Actually, when I got the text, I was...
You had the biggest grin on your face.
No!
He can't do it!
He saw the pro. He saw the pro.
Guys, let's tone it down.
I'm sorry.
Let's take it down.
Oh my god, Emily!
Oh. let's tone it down, actually.
Beat that out.
Let's do a little scenario. Okay, you got that text. It's been at least 6 months since you heard from her, right?
Right, I think so.
So that message, it must have pulled something in your heart, right?
It pulled it out.
Pulled it out. No, gentlemen.
That's sick.
So right. Women will do that. How did it so...
It just ripped it out like a claw. Just, and then I was like, just kidding. Bitch.
No. See, ladies. Matt is a very sensitive kind of guy. And here's the deal. That hurt him. He doesn't want us to show that it hurts, but it hurt him. And he thinks, you know, when he gets the stuff back, he didn't want his stuff back, first of all, because he's, look at what he said. She's going to spray perfume on it. Is that going to bring back memories?
That'll give me smelly-ass clothes. I don't want
smelly-ass clothes? Or is
girl
it smell
perfume.
Just good enough?
No, it's not girl perfume.
It's like girl
picking
perfume.
A
scab, huh?
Pickett's ripping the scab right off.
Drug
ladies,
addicts do that all the
ladies,
time.
Ladies, this man here is very fragile. He needs your help. There's only so much we can do. Only the tender love of a woman will get him over this.
Wife material.
There's nothing more that we can do. We need your help, ladies.
For 5 cents a day.
You can bring joy and happiness to just one child.
You'll get a picture every week of young Matt.
His progress pics will be coming to you every week. He's gone from 137 pounds to a welterweight of 147 pounds in just 6 short months.
Actually, it's more like 150.
Don't lie. See, I lie about how much I'm overweight. You lie about how much you're underweight.
Pure muscle, though. So.
Yeah, it shows. Ladies, we need your help. He needs help. He's very damaged right now. He's very fragile. He tries to talk tough.
If you want to cuddle him, he's just Molly and white boy.
But I'll tell you what. He's a loyal man. He wants to get married. And I can think of no better person to build your life on than this foundation. It may be small. It may even be fragile, but it's a foundation nonetheless.
Dare we say it's a spacious two-bedroom?
No, it's more like a one-bedroom shit box that I just But it was my own, and this can be your own. You can help him.
One right swipe away.
He's one right swipe away, ladies.
Super
don't weird. Let silence. Don't let this opportunity pass you by. He's a good man. He's just been mistreated.
He's been privileged his whole life.
Don't ruin this. He's been mistreated. And only you could show him what true love is, because up until now, all he knows is pain and hurt
and getting clothes returned to him. And long hikes that he didn't go on. But I can say this final thing, ladies. He is a good man. But he's all yours. He's available. Just find him on Tinder.
Or
and
the MBD show.
And at the MBD
and
show.
You need to complete the Mad Lib, please.
And
Twitter at the Shook Knight.
At the Shook Knight.
See, that's him trying to be tough still.
You can listen to that voice every day.
Oh. Okay, you don't want to turn him off.
They all just left. Just,
we should take a clip of that.
Super denied.
And put it on
super dislike.
And just have him
super
on.
Dislike. I fucking hate this guy. Uninstall. Uninstall.
So did you get the clothes? What
no,
was the story
I
there?
I said,
keep them.
Throw them out.
They're probably all my old shirts anyway.
What a power move.
That was a power move. I was like, trick me.
She's like, well, I know what I'm getting my boyfriend this Christmas.
Yeah, like, he's the same size.
Extra, extra small.
No, it won't fit him.
Yeah. Oh, no, it'll fit him because you know how those douchebags like to wear the tight clothes? It'll fit.
Or
I think there's someone in the office that wears schmediums.
Schmediums. Schmediums. And I wear them because I got fat. I wear larges. Medium larges. Why are we focusing on me? We should be focusing on Matt.
Putting up a riot shield. You always try to bounce back.
Well, I do.
So I think for the next show, Matt's going to have to bring some Mad Lib knowledge. Yeah. We're going to go ahead and read them, and we will score them live on the air.
Ooh, I like
I'll
it.
Send some
like
more it. Out. Because I'm getting matches every day.
How's that working out?
Well, most of them are.
Yeah.
Not up to standard when you hit.
Not up to your standard. What's your standard? Let's talk about your standards.
Tens match with tens. I already told you.
And fours match with fours. So.
So.
Which is why I'm kind of ten.
Do I need to remind you of my past? I was the trash man. You need to go there.
You're not the trash man.
You're the recycle man. What are you?
Yeah, I'm the recycle man.
He's the recycle man. I'm around. He gets all the used cans. Wow. No, you need to start. Here's the thing. Relationship advice for young Matt. We're all grown men here, mostly. We should be giving him sound advice. And we're welcome to have this advice be put on the MBD show page as well.
It could help out other young men.
Could help out other young men. There's plenty of guys that are in your position. My brother, not so much, because he actually knows how to go in for the kill. He's not timid. I taught him well. You don't listen to me.
He's like a timber wolf.
He's a predator. You're like a lamb. You're like the gazelle. He's the hyena. He's like the cheetah. You're the gazelle. You guys need to be more.
Wait, so your brother's going after Matt?
When those two did meet, he did destroy you.
That's not.
He did burn you.
That's not taking a different path.
In this topic, this sounds horrible.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Never has in the show.
How did he destroy him?
You weren't there for that.
Then what?
Oh,
he walked funny for a week.
He burned him mercilessly.
Why do you think the bike went on its side?
But in all seriousness, you know, I mean, in order, we've all been broken up with, right? So in order to get over that, you need to date more, and then it just seems like it's a memory of the past. It's just, you put it behind you.
And the same with the 40-year-old virgin, you need to burn through some hood rats.
Yeah. That's damn straight. You know what I'm saying? We'll take you to the South area. We'll get you hooked up.
But he's afraid of the hood, so.
That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah. Tons. So what do you want?
Yes, you dated one.
No, but what do you want? What do you want to do with your relationship? Do you want a girl? Do you want a relationship, or do you just want to date?
Well, currently, right now, I'm not financially. I couldn't do the whole relationship thing.
Why not?
I'm trying to save money
for what?
Buying motorcycle gear, computer
for what?
Parts. What do you mean?
You find that right around by yourself for anything?
Someday, possibly rent.
You're right off.
No, that was not on the list.
You know how expensive a male hooker is?
Oh. Is that where all your money
No,
is?
I don't, Schwartz. Would
yeah,
you like
serious.
It?
Is that
what
you
know? Is hooker?
I don't know.
Is it
but Matt, yeah. Matt knows.
I don't know. I couldn't afford
is
it.
Is a race car bed an aphrodisiac?
Oh.
Ooh. It's a sweet car, though.
New wheels for my race car bed.
It's a ride that we will remember.
No, but what do you want? Do you want a relationship?
Oh.
You just want to just date? You got to tell me. You got to tell me what your expectations are.
Yeah, I have a relationship, but I can't have a girl who's all needy.
Well, that's
every girl in this planet.
There's some that or an so, media.
Well, you just had one. How did that work out?
That was a. I didn't have money, man. That was a,
and obviously, you're getting pictures of asses from girls that want you, and apparently, those don't.
Yeah, who does that? You just turn your nose up at
them. Apparently, those don't work either, so.
You know, that's called the wave in.
There's a location when the girl's too far out.
Oh, but like, that's doesn't exist in the movie.
Here's a topic. How far would you go for a hookup?
That's a
depends
point.
On how hot she is, but.
And we all know what she looks like. What is this?
For what he's. And Mr.
Yeah,
I got a motorcycle.
And you gotta remember, right now where he's at, it's 140 in Arizona, dry spell for him.
Yeah.
Like, you know, we're not talking, you know, rainy season.
Yeah.
But that's his own doing. He has had straight floods, and he's like, let me use an umbrella so I don't get wet.
He's like the green box. He's getting athlete's
He's like
dick.
Moses. He just parks the sea.
Thank you.
Women are flying around him.
And he's like, no.
My athlete's dick is real. I've had that stuff. I'm not kidding. That is real.
Well, if you were into that, foot fetish stuff, you wouldn't get athlete's dick.
No,
athlete's dick?
Yeah,
athlete's dick.
It's where you take the sock.
It's the same fungus that you get with that.
So did you?
He used the
sock. Do I really need to go there?
He used the sock from his sweaty days.
What happened was I took antibiotics, and that depletes your immune system, right? Well, that same athlete's foot fungus is all over your body everywhere. Everyone here has it. But when you take antibiotics...
I don't have it.
It's always on your skin.
I don't have athlete's foot on my wrist.
No, but
it's the same bacteria.
It's the same fungus. It's on everybody all the time.
So if I rub my wrist on my foot, I'll get athlete's foot.
Yeah.
For whatever,
don't
some people
do
more
that.
Susceptible.
Because
but for whatever reason, I got it on my junk.
That's
on my
James
junk.
Analogy.
Yeah, that was fine. I thought I had some kind of fucked up...
He's going to bleep this whole episode out.
I went to the doctor, and he goes, no, he gave me an antifungal, and it was good.
God, how embarrassing is that? Put your antifungal cream on your junk?
How do you think the doctor felt? He's like, okay, let's see it.
Dude, that shit
hurt. How do I tell this guy this?
He's like, this shit's scabby. How long have you been using it?
You know that Gold Bond medicated powder?
But to have
go get some for your junk.
You've got athlete's penis. Doesn't sound bad.
It doesn't sound bad.
Like, you use it a lot.
It doesn't. It
makes you sound like an athlete.
But then when you do it, you have
athlete's penis. I may not be an athlete,
but
I'm an junk. I may not be an athlete, but I'm an athlete.
Please, you couldn't make it to the Olympics with your skills.
Thanks.
He couldn't even make the trials.
I don't need to. I'm married. I have all I need. You, on the other hand.
Well, you need to go to the Olympics. He gets it more than every 4 years.
Barely. He doesn't. That's why he can't make the Olympics.
Well, at least I get to the trials. You, on the other hand. I've never seen someone like you. You're like a camel. You don't need to drink for years at a time. You don't even get agitated, right?
No, the worst part is when a camel finds water, the camel still drinks.
True,
that's a fact.
True. You're more like when I was 19, I would get mad at I would get more physically aggressive if I didn't get it at least every other day.
You're an aggressive personality.
Well, that's because you make me upset.
Why are you aggressive every day at work?
You need to ask?
Yeah.
We just figured out why.
Right. Barely. Why am I wrong?
It's been 2 days!
Son of a bitch!
Hulk smash!
I'm ready now, Dad!
No, we need to stop it there. That's it for this one. We're gonna on that bombshell. we're gonna end this show. We'll pick it up again next 2 weeks from now. Just athlete's penis. Keep it in your mind. Keep
it does exist. I found out.
Hashtag athlete's penis.
It's an epidemic.
It could go viral.
It's an epidemic.
Oh,
all right.
I thought it was.
Go for it.
I said, do we have a shout out or
no shout out today?
No shout out today.
No
all right.
Shout
all right. Hey, but we are looking for liquor sponsors, ammo sponsors, and anything else.
Cigars.
Yep.
Oh, yeah, snooze for the gong.
Snooze for the gong, cigars for the rest of us.
Not snooze. Any rubbers for the Shook Knight.
He won't use them.
Well,
he
won't use them. Well,
he
needs the king-size ones, right?
Oh, yeah.
If he would use them.
Magnums.
Yeah. Like, he's still looking for extra, extra smalls. Can't find them in stores anymore.
Last story about Magnums. So, with Magnums, we went to my buddy's truck, and we put a Magnum on his tailpipe, and he started up his truck, and it went... And it popped hella loud, and he got hella scared.
Not a waste. The worst story in the show.
Thank you.
That's not
anything.
That's not
anything.
That's pretty good.